I surely will. If anyone makes it all the way home, surely I will.
We need to borrow Gaylor. Gaylor, come on up here. Nobody enjoys.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Sing along with me, folks. Sing along with me. Thank you, Bob and Gayla and Joe and Bill Wall for being back.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Edie, come on down and get you on that salt seat. You're going to sit next to Bob, so you have a warning already. Wow. Luke, the third chapter, 21st verse, one you've heard many times. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heavens were open. And the Holy Spirit, I want you to hear this, the Holy Spirit descended in boldly form like a dove upon him. And a voice from heaven. Which said, you are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased. Also, I'm going to use back in the Old Testament, the book of 1 Kings. This is the 19th chapter. It's a story about Elijah. In the 11th verse in the 19th chapter, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a small, still voice. So it was when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing on the reading of your word today. Allow us to each one open our hearts and minds so that we can receive that truth that you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen, amen, and amen. These two stories, the one you've heard so many times about how that dove ascended and the voice, a voice saying, this is my son. Look at those beautiful little purple dresses this morning. Aren't they gorgeous? Oh, just come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. They just look beautiful. They just look beautiful. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, how gorgeous. You in your lifetime, you've heard many voices. If you were here on Friday night, you heard these guys sing marvelous in the harmony of voices. They started a little too loud. Some of those voices were a little loud, and we tried to get them toned down a little bit and do them. But trust me, you heard beautiful voices. I know in my lifetime that I've heard many, many voices. I know that with my parents, especially with my dear mother, the simple tone of her voice would allow me to know that the future was not bright and rosy for me. Any of you ever done that? Any of you had your prayer? Oh, they didn't have to. It wasn't exactly what they said. Lori Hunter just raised his hand back there. I just want you to know. We only got 59 minutes. We better move along. In other words, you can relate to what I am saying. Last week for the birthday, I was so excited to see such a turnout, such a warmth, a show of love and appreciation. And God, I just want to thank God for each and every one of you. And I received certain things that came from wonderful voices. I received this Friday night, one of our dear members, to help instruct me, said an elderly pastor was searching his closet for a tie before church. And in the back of the closet, he found this small box containing 3 eggs and 100 $1 bills. So he came to his wife and he asked her about the box in the closet and its contents. And she said, "Well, I just put them there because I didn't want you to be hurt or disappointed." He said, "Why?" He said, "Well, in the last 25 years, every time that you gave a poor sermon, I placed an egg in the box." So he thought, you know, that's not bad. 3 bad sermons in 25 years. So he asked, "But what are the $100, $1 bills?" She said, "Well, every time I got a dozen eggs, I sold them to the neighbors for a dollar." These are the voices that I hear from my congregation. These are the voices that I hear. I was happy to open up all of my cards, and especially this one here, because this one told me last week that you're not old until the fat lady sings. You're not old until... With precious love, I hear the voices of my congregation. Then people are always asking about the voice of God. People are always asking about hearing from God in their lives. And I'm here to tell you today that if you're hearing voices, it may not be of God. There's a whole lot of people out there that are hearing voices, folks. Trust me. If you're hearing voices and they're telling you something that doesn't fall in line with the teaching of this book that I have open in front of me, it is not of God. I don't want to hear that excuse I've heard so many times in the news about a voice told me this and a voice told me that. Trust me. If it is not uplifting to another, if it does not bring glory, if it does not prove that you should love your neighbor as yourself, and you should love thy God, my God, be above all other gods, then it is not of God. And if you're hearing audible voices of God speaking, I praise God for it, because it has happened in the scriptures, and there are the Apostle Paul being spoken to on the road of Damascus. "Why art thou persecuting me?" And many times in the Old Testament, but trust me, those instances are rare. But I'm here to tell you today that God still speaks. And he speaks to his children. I love the story that I shared with you. The old prophet Elijah there, and he was actually running for his life. He'd already executed all the prophets of Baal over there. He'd basically spoken the truth of God. And old Jezebel, she was out to kill him. Don't smile over there. I know you've had some Jezebels in your life trying to kill you, but we're not smiling over there. So what did he do? He went to the wilderness and he hid in a cave. He went into the cave. And I want to remind you of what the scripture says. It says, and behold, the Lord passed by. And a great strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces. A wind strong enough to break the rocks in pieces. Come on in. I'm getting to the good part now. Yes, I'm getting to the good part now. How gorgeous. A wind strong enough to break the rocks in pieces. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. And it says, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. And it says, but the Lord was not in the fire. But then after that, a still small voice spoke. And Elijah heard that voice, and he made his way out of the cave. Now, I know in your life, you've had earthquakes, you've had winds, you've had fires, you've had things that are just shaking and earth-shattering. But I also know without a shadow of a doubt that God is still speaking. And so many times He speaks through that small, tender, quiet voice. Billy Graham was interviewed by Joseph Stowell for this book called Simply Jesus. And he asked him, what had been the best experience of his entire ministry? Now, I've always been a Billy Graham fan. Hopefully you have. I was amazed down at the Quartet Convention one time. My buddy Bob was down there, and he was mentioning everybody, and he mentioned me in the same sentence with Billy Graham. I was so impressed. I said, well, what did he say? He says, well, Charlie's no Billy Graham, but I'll tell you one thing. But even with that association, I was moved. Now, when Billy Graham was asked this question, what had been the best experience in his ministry? It said that he didn't hesitate a moment to give this answer. He says, by far the greatest joy of my life has been my fellowship with Jesus. Hearing Him speak to me, having Him guide me, sensing His presence with me and His power through me, this has been the highest pleasure of my life. Folks, it's your walk with God that is the most important thing. And I know in this life now we hear voices. We hear stuff. We have all kind of music. We have voices. Everybody is willing to tell us how we should do it, what we did wrong, what we should be doing, all these things. But I'm here to tell you that God still speaks in that small voice. And He speaks through, I believe totally, He speaks through the music of the great hymns of the church. So many times they've started to sing these hymns. And I'll get up front and I'm just, wow. I am just overwhelming by the message that these writers were given, I believe, of God to share with me and to share with you. Great is Thy faithfulness. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. This is my story. This is my song. And God speaks to me. He speaks to me through these open pages of this book. Some years ago, we were hunting up in the mountains. We came down for lunch, and Lori and some of the family remember this little story. We used to hunt with a guy named Wade. Loved him, next door neighbor to my parents there. What a wonderful guy. And we would go hunt. Finally, he says, I'd like to go hunt with you. So we took him over on the mountain. We hunted, and my dear brother Paul came down, and we got a lunch sandwich. And my brother would always, at the beginning of hunt season, he would bring me what's known as deer jerky. He would take a deer that we'd harvested the year before, and he would take it and process, and Wade, I remember so vivid lunch, he looked at Paul. He said, "Paul," he said, "how do you make that deer jerky?" I'll never get Paul's response. He said, "Well, first, Wade, you got to kill a deer." Now, if you knew my brother Paul, you could hear that response. But it's like a person said, "Well, you know what? I hear other people testify that God spoke to me through a scripture in His Word." Just a couple weeks ago, I heard Debbie stand up and say, "I turned to a scripture, the scripture that God wanted me to read, and it mentioned something to my heart." It's pretty hard to do if you don't open the book. Amen. Amen. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. I believe through prayer, through your time with Him, that He speaks to you. According to my watch, we're at the 58 minute. I heard some amens. So I'll finish with this. There was a young man who lost his job. No, Mike White, he was not working at an orange juice factory and could not concentrate. Don't be telling us that. The young man lost his job and he went to the preacher's office. And the old minister there was trying to counsel a bit, and the man was walking around, pinched cliffs. Oh, he didn't understand why God would allow him to lose such a job. So the old man who sat across in the room, he gave a soft reply. Problem is, it was kind of hushed, and you could hardly hear it. So the young man stepped across the room. He said, "Sir, what did you say?" And once again, the old minister gave the response. It was almost like a whisper. So finally, the young man moved closer over to him, and he kind of bent over. And their heads were close by. And he said, "Sorry, sir, I still didn't hear you." So then the old minister spoke and said, "Son, sometimes God whispers so that we will move closer to hear Him." I know our lives are busy. I know that things are going on and are loud, and they're, trust me, I love it when we start a service here at Mount Calvary. We have music playing when you walk in, and people are just happy to see each other, and there is noise. I know when we're going to shake hands during the middle of service, Buddy was telling me, he says, "Either you got to get a bigger bell or you got to ring that one louder, preacher. You got to do one or the other." And I love that. But I also love a God who whispers to my heart, and He whispers to your heart exactly what you or I are going to need. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come to Your house, and God, You've given us such a beautiful day. The weather outside is gorgeous, but Heavenly Father, we've felt more sunshine and more beauty in this house than we could ever imagine. Why? Because we are gathered in Your name and You are in our midst. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank You for this time, this opportunity to simply look to You and thank You for what You've done for each and every one of us. We also lift up each one of those prayer requests, especially those, God, that just each one just simply touches our heart, and we know that it touches Yours. So, Heavenly Father, You just meet the needs. You just take the one who has a lot of questions, and God, You just start to allow them to hear Your voice in a whisper, giving answer after answer after answer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for each one that took part in the service today. So many smiling faces, so many wonderful testimonies. We ask now that You'll give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building, and be Your will, bring us back again to sing praises unto You. And God, always let us be willing to listen for your voice. We ask this in precious God's precious name, and all God's people said, Amen.